Just watch it and see if it's. Looks like it's still, it's not hanging up now. I guess
no.
It's that tape. It's just something wrong with that. Now this doesn't seem to be. We'll just see. Yeah, it might be. Okay, let me so I can get it again on this tape. Now the ones that you, the little ones that you hear in the spring, you call them.
Little tree frog, it's in a tree, you know.
Uh-huh. And then the brown things that make the warts on, you're a call.
They're like little toad frogs, but and they'll come sometime there in the tree, and sometimes they'll be on the ground. But, mm-hmm. And the regular little toad frog, he'll back up in under some grass and stuff, and you'll find him around on in the yard.
Uh-huh.
But there's another little frog that. He's a tree frog, and uh-huh. he's brown too now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up in the tree. He's one that does a whole lot of hollering. And the little green frog that is on the winders around them, they're rain frogs. They're what I always heard called rain frogs.
Rain frogs. Oh, yeah.
But we have a little brown frog and a little green frog uh-huh. that you'll find up in the trees. And
mm-hmm.
and these little green frogs, they live off of bugs in the field, uh-huh. off of farm products like rice and oats and cotton and stuff, they'll catch those little worms.
Mm-hmm.
They're a worm eat little skin. And they that's what they live off of.
Well, so that I get it on this tape, since this one may not be any good, tell me again what they call the people that live on the river so I can have
them. They call them called a river rat. That's what a lot of people call them, as a river rat, but they're just like anyone else. But still, they live on the river and they have their boats and they have their houses on the river just like they have the houses on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they'll drift off in the high water and it'll leave them sitting up on the bank. They sort of want to do that.
Oh, they sort of wanted to do that.
Yeah, they want to get out of the water, but they just sort of bank them up on the river, on the bank, you know, and then next winter maybe when the water gets up, they'll repair them a lot of times, then they'll put them back and let them float back. When the water comes up, that'll take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, of course, they're not too many river rats anymore. There's a few that live on the river. Most of them live in common houses like most of us do. But they're about passed away. Yeah, they're old people, you know. They're just gradually, the young ones, they got houses
in town.
But they still fish on the river, a lot of them do. Just like that.
What do you call the things that you dig up to use for bait when you go fishing?
Red worms, little red worms. And they use red worms, and of course they use different kinds of little worms for bait. And then they use some kind of a little caterpillar worm that is on a mulberry tree, and they are really good. But mostly they use for baited minnows. They're minnows. They're fish.
Uh-huh. Mostly what they use.
But they use a red worm too. A red worm. You can buy a red worm bait,
you
can minnows.
Uh-huh. Well, what do they call this thing around the water? A kind of animal that's got a shell, and it's can put its legs back in its head and legs in and out of the
mm-hmm.
shell.
That's a terrapin.
That's a terrapin? Yeah. Now, would that be in the water?
He's dry land terrapin.
Oh, dry land. What about in the water?
Well, the turtle is one thing. He's a water boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in the water, and he'll stay in the water all winter, and he'll hibernate in the mud.
Uh-huh.
He'll go down, hibernate in the mud. But this terrapin, he's dry land. He's a dry land boy. And he's the one that had the race with the rabbit.
Oh, that's the one that had the race with the rabbit.
The terrapin is.
Oh.
You know, in the little fellow.
Yeah, yeah.
The rabbit and the terrapin.
Uh-huh, the rabbit and the terrapin. What about now this would be something it comes from the ocean. And now you can get them in restaurants fried, and they got a little tail on them. Sometimes they'll be fried,
They're called oysters.
Yeah, and then the ones that have the little tail on them.
Shrimp, and they're made from what you really call a crawfish.
Oh,
we call them a crawfish, yeah, and you can, and they're great big things, but in the ocean they're bigger than that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're big old things in the ocean, and you just use the tail of them.
Uh-huh, and you call that shrimp?
The shrimp, then, and you skin.
Have you seen very